Matt Greenwood for Regional Radio Sports, speaking to another Dream Team athlete. Her name is Jenna Edding of Festus Girls Basketball. This is her first selection on the basketball Dream Team, but she's not too unfamiliar with Dream Team, considering a couple seasons ago she made the girls soccer Dream Team. And so, Jenna, there you go. You've racked up two Dream Team selections in all 4 years of high school, and you're doing track and field this year, so who knows what's going to happen there. But let's talk about the basketball one and this season for you. Kind of take us through what Jenna Edding thought about Festus Girls Basketball this year.
I thought we had a really great year, especially considering the little bit disappointing year last year. The new coach, obviously Coach Ellis, he was a major help to us. And I think our team really came together this year that allowed all of us individually to have a lot of success too.
I want to dive into some of the numbers for you. You averaged 13 a game. You made 52 threes, which was the most on the team. You shot 70% from the free throw line. You also led the team in assists with 107. You were third on the team in steals, and you got 950 career points. When I read all those off to you, kind of what stands out for you?
I think the assist stands out a lot, too, because I know the 1,000-point mark was kind of a thing I was hoping for, but it's not that big of a deal because I know I was able to get a lot of assists and really help my teammates out, too.
You guys went 20-5 this season, which was the first 20-win season for Festus Girls Basketball since the 2001 and 2002 season. For you, Jenna, how special was it that you and this group was able to do something that hadn't been done in a while, getting those 20 wins?
It's really great to be a part of it, like Festus basketball history. We made a lot of memories in there, too, and so just being able to get that 20 wins, I guess it's sort of a thing that we can always remember about this team.
I know when you're involved in the action, you're not really thinking about, you know, the memory aspect of things. It's just there's Bria Garman to my right and Abby Rickerman to my left and Abby McMillan down low, and I'm just trying to get the girls the ball to put the ball in the hoop and score as many points as we can, that sort of thing. But afterwards, you know, you get a chance to kind of soak things in, and I'm sure certain things stick out, and you talked about memories. What are the ones that you have from your time playing basketball at Festus this year and in previous years?
In previous years, like, it was really great being able to play with my sister, and then moving on to these last few years, I think the team really, we really came together a lot better, you know. We had a lot of fun times at practice, you know. And just like before the games in our huddles, you know, we were all so close. It was just really fun.
That's very cool. Through all 4 years, you actually got to play on varsity, as you mentioned, first couple of go-rounds with your sister, Jordan. And you as a member of the Festus girls basketball team, wound up with 65 wins, which is quite a bit. And you had brought it up earlier as well, the disappointing junior season that the Festus girls basketball team had while you were a junior there. But the previous 2 years, you put some winning squads together, and then you got the 20 this year. And so 65 wins as a varsity basketball player. Is that the overall team set that stands out to you, or are there some other things?
That definitely stands out for sure, because, you know, we had different teams every year, but you can put all that together to create a stat. But, you know, the number of wins isn't really representative of what our team, because sometimes we had a lot better team, but weren't able to come out with the win. But yeah, that's definitely a good stat in terms of our team.
Hey, I probably should have asked you this at the very beginning, but when did you find out about Dream Team? Who broke the news to you?
Coach Ellis actually broke the news to me. I wasn't really sure about it this year because, you know, numbers weren't as high as usual, but I'm glad that other coaches were able to recognize the talent on our team.
Yeah, there certainly was a lot of it, and I think what's kind of lost on, and I'll admit on me as well sometimes, is the fact that a Dream Team athlete is someone that also puts in the hard work in the classroom as well. And when Coach Ellis submitted your class ranking for where you are in Festus High School, he put unknown but most likely number one. So a little humor there from him. But on the academic side of things, so, how have you felt about, your time at Festus?
I've always tried to put my academics first above sports because that's the most important thing. But I've just been getting it done in the classroom and trying to whenever I play sports. But It's been really a really nice time at Festus all the 4 years I've been so far.
Have you been heavily involved with student council, that sort of thing?
I'm not in student council, but I am in National Honor Society and Renaissance. So.
Okay, very cool. Now, are you looking to continue any of your sports, whether it's basketball or track and field? Are you looking to continue that at the next level?
I'm actually not going to continue it at the next level. It's going to be definitely a big change for me, but I'm glad to, you know, be able to relax with some time without sports for the first time in my life. So.
Yeah, I can understand why you would want to sort of rest up, if you will. All right, so have you decided on a college, or are you going to be going there looking for a scholarship? Kind of give us an idea as to the education side of things for Jenna coming up.
I've actually picked college, so I'm going to be going to Mississippi State University. I got a pretty good academic scholarship there for all my grades and stuff, so.
All right, very cool. And the field you're interested in is?
Engineering.
Look at you. All right. That's awesome. All right, very well. Well, Jenna, congratulations on making Dream Team for a second time. First one as a basketball player, won a couple years ago as a girls soccer player. And best of luck moving forward to you as well in your track and field stuff.
Thank you.
All right, that is Jenna Edding, Festus girls basketball player and Dream Team athlete, joining us today on Regional Radio Sports.